Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Can I speak to Ron, please?
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron. This is Jordan. I'm calling from Furniture. Your daughter called us and said you were having a little trouble converting her crib into a two-step bed.
Okay, well, I'm not having any trouble. I just had a question, because she lost the directions. So I need to know if the support bracket on the top of the front part doubles as the crossbeam at the bottom of the bed, and that's all.
Sure, so it sounds like you're having some trouble. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you to our help center at our headquarters, and one of our furniture specialists is going to talk you through it, okay?
Sure, I guess.
Thank you for calling I Helpline. This is Sven. Who am I helping today?
This is Ron.
Hello, Ron. So my screen tells me you can't convert our crib into a bed? That's so easy. We made it pretty much a one-step conversion.
Well, it's not so easy when your daughter loses the directions.
Okay, well, let's start with by going over what you'll need for the conversion. Now, do you have a Flügelstock?
Do I have a what?
A Flügelstock. You're going to need one.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I thought you were a tool guy. So a Flügelstock is a stick that's about 1/3 of a meter long. It has a metal rectangle on the end that you would hit things with.
Okay, so like a hammer.
Well, no, here in Sweden, we use Flügelstocks. It's about the length of your arm, and the metal rectangle is a tiny little box on the end, and you can pound the metal with it.
Okay, so a hammer.
I suppose, if that's all you have. Also, you're going to need a Flügelspiel. I'm assuming you have one of those.
No, not really. I'm not Swedish, okay? I'm American. So I have a very large collection of American tools.
But no Flügelspiel?
Buddy, I don't even know what the hell a Flügelspiel is.
See, this is why Americans should leave building things to the Swedes. Am I right?
No, actually, you're not right. I bet you drive a car that was built in America, don't you?
Actually, I don't even drive. I take the Flügelspiel to work every day.
Okay, again, I have no idea what the hell that is. Look, all I need to know is one thing. Can the support bracket on the top of the front part of this crib also be used as the cross beam at the bottom? That's all I need to know. Frankly, if I had the goddamn directions, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Well, okay, so you can, but you need to make sure that the support bar is strengthened. So what I would do first is put a coat of pure manure on there first. That should do it.
A coat of what?
Pure manure. It's a like a wood treatment that you make out of goat curds. So basically, the next time you're making goat curds, save the oil that you have left over and use it as pure manure. I can't believe nobody told you to save your goat curd oil.
Okay, well, we don't make goat curds over here. That's not normal, okay? Everything you're telling me isn't normal over here. You got these weird names for stuff, and you're telling me I need to put goat turds or whatever on my furniture. You're not making any sense.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way we make furniture in Sweden. We use fjormingers and bubble hoppers and poopty scoops. Then we assemble the furniture, and instead of shipping it assembled, we take it all apart so that you can enjoy doing all the work yourself.
Well, pardon me for saying it, but that's a shitty way to do business. You don't see the Ford Motor Company assembling a truck and then taking it apart and saying, okay, now you build it yourself at home.
Okay, I can see this is getting us nowhere. I'll tell you what. I will hop on a plane this weekend and come over so that we can assemble the bed together. And I will bring some meatballs so that we can have dinner together after. How does that sound?
Look, all I need is another copy of the directions. Is there somewhere online I can see the original directions that came with it?
Yes. All our directions are online at fjorgenbjergenswisselstorf.sweden.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I'll figure it out myself, I guess.
Wait. Ron, don't hang up. This is not really IKEA. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Your daughter asked us to phone scam you.
Are you f***ing serious?
I'm so sorry, man. She told us you were such a good grandpa to her daughter and that you were having trouble with the bed and that you had a little bit of a temper. So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun with you.
Okay, well, she's the one that's going to be in trouble now.
Okay, yeah.
I was starting to wonder what the hell all those words meant.
Yeah, we have no idea. We have no idea whatsoever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.